Now, we take you back to the night of August 14th, 1997, on Art Bell, Somewhere in Time.
Back now to my guest, Dr. Lockwood. Doctor, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Let me read you the rough ones, all right? Because
okay.
That'll cause you to respond. All right, good. This is from James in Nashville, who said, I paraphrased what he said. He says, Art, this is all convoluted BS. She has done nothing more than take similar elements of both Western and Eastern mysticism and incorporated them into a set of beliefs to fit her fancy. What we need here is proof in any form or fashion. How do you respond to that?
Okay, I did give methods of proof. I told you to get out there and research, and you're going to find the correlating.
All right, where does a beginner begin?
Well, you just go to your public library.
And?
Start studying Atlantis, ancient civilizations. Study Thoth, the Atlantean. Study a lot of the ancient mythology. In fact, all ancient mythology is based upon truth, and it's the way they preserved the truth down through the aeons of time. But you have to go into the ancient history teachings. You can't be afraid of the metaphysical teachings. You have to be incredibly brave, courageous, and don't let your religious calling get in your way. If it's strong enough, it won't interfere anyway. I give you many good methods. I wouldn't believe anything that I did not prove for myself. I've been in this work for 40 years. I've studied extremely deeply every day. I have my nose in studies.
All right. If I were to come to you and I say, I want to investigate this. I do want to learn more. Mm-hmm. Give me the title of the first book I ought to read.
The first book you ought to read. Oh, dear. That's a good question.
A starter book.
Well, you start, you go into the libraries and get yourself some information on the secret societies of the world. I'm not talking about what's happened to the Masons and all like that. I'm talking about some of the other societies, and a lot of them will have some of the ancient teachings. Many of them have their own publishing companies. The society that Philosophical Society, which was led by Dr. Helen Blavatsky. That's back east someplace, but the Philosophical Society, the secret societies, you will find that they have preserved a lot of the ancient teachings in very excellent book form.
Okay.
That's one excellent way to look for them, and then go ahead and correlate materially, mentally, everything you can find. Ancient Greece, the entire Greek alphabet is the story of the rise, or let's say the beginning, the rise, and the fall of Atlantis.
Is ancient Greece the same as present-day Greece?
No. The ancient Greece was a colony of Atlantis.
Of Atlantis, all right.
Yeah.
First-time caller line, you're on the air with Dr. Wendy Lockwood. Hi.
Hi, Art. This is Russ near Chicago.
Yes, sir.
I have a problem with the society or humanoids in the caverns of the Earth. I take it that they are breathing and eating. So where do they get their supplies? What do they do with their waste?
I see where you're going. Hold on for a second. All right, Doctor. Are these beings within the Earth, beings as we understand them, physical beings with needs?
Their needs are somewhat different than ours.
Somewhat different?
Yeah.
Could she explain that?
Well, some of them are reptoid in nature, and they don't eat too often, for one thing. For another thing, when they do eat, they're cannibalistic.
These are intelligent beings.
They're intelligent, but they're diabolically intelligent. They're not evolved, spiritually speaking.
Archie also mentioned that there were highways down there, so evidently they are using vehicles of some sort, and they need supplies and so on.
You could find an American Ford Taurus down there if you want.
You could find an American Ford Taurus?
Yes, indeed you would. Those highways are vast. Those were places...
Well, indeed, nobody knows where a lot of cars have gone.
I would say...
Okay, Archie answered my question. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you. All right. Wildcard line, you're on the air with Dr. Lockwood. Hello.
How are you doing, Art?
I'm fine.
Hi, Dr. Lockwood.
Hello.
I have a brief comment and a brief question. First of all, I'm a remote sensor, and it's my personal belief that beneath the Earth, we're renting out, or not we are, but another alien form is renting out a very gigantic warehouse, but a very small percentage of it to a lower life form biological robot, and that these are the ones that do most of the work and run around, and we see their UFOs most of the time. And do you agree with that, and what order of...
One question at a time, sir.
Okay. Well, that was a comment.
That was quite a serving.
That was a comment.
You do agree with that, Doctor. She agrees.
Okay, and my question is, do you believe that there is only one form under the ground and that the installation they work in is a robot warehouse? And listen off the air.
No, there are multi-forms down there. There are many, many beings down there of different varied races, and those races vary far more than we here on the surface do in their appearance. They don't get along too well either. We get along just fine compared to them and the variations of our races. In fact, we look just alike compared to the differences they have. There are many, many very, very extreme-looking races down there. There's some of them that have several arms and several legs. And
really? All right, Doctor. In the Southwest, particularly in the Taos area, there has been a noted hum coming from the Earth, a loud hum. It's bothered a lot of people. Actually, here in Nevada, I think I've told this story several times, but I had a very good friend over on the other side of the very valley that I live in here. It's called the Pahrump Valley. Mm-hmm. And he built a porch. And when he did, he sunk the pillars for the porch, you know, into the earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As support. And when he did that, every single day, day in and day out, night in and night out, worst of all, there was a hum and a vibration that vibrated his whole home to the degree that he couldn't sleep. And actually, I watched it, so it was no joke. This guy tore this porch down.
Yes, I remember you mentioning that.
You do?
Yes, I do. I think that would be great material for the remote viewers to work on.
Oh, in other words, what is below?
Yeah, the source of the hum. In my own, it's just an educated guess. There's probably some pretty vast caverns down there, probably just loaded with great computer-type machines that are casting off this hum. It may be something deliberate it may be something related to implants in the people on the surface. It may be some kind of a conspiracy to just break us down. Certain sounds can have a damaging effect on our body. And even
no question about that. No question about that. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Dr. Lockwood. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this Art Bell?
It is.
Hey, Dr. Lockwood?
Yes, hello.
I've been hearing about what you're saying about Atlantis and all that,
mm-hmm.
and I believe you wholeheartedly. But
thank you, dear.
Do you think that some of your teachings would outline the weather pattern that's fixing to hit?
Well, the weather, everything is tied in. The weather patterns are all part of the shift of the Earth's axis, which is beginning now.
Well, I mean, do you think if they could decipher it down to where they can show the weather pattern being constant with the weather that's happening, and they could decipher a way that we could unite as one, as humanity, and possibly survive what's fixing to happen?
This is going to be kind of on an individual basis what we're going to be doing. You know, each man is on their own. The weather pattern, of course, is an indication of the great changes that are coming. But we're getting a lot of help. They're beyond our five senses. There are beings who are helping us that we cannot see with our five senses, but we're getting tremendous help, every single one of us, including Art. And they're going to help us evolve and help us have this awareness, guide us to sources of information and people who can give them the truth to help them survive the great cataclysms that are coming.
And you're saying these will begin within a couple of years?
Within a couple of years. In fact, in my publication, I have countdown on it. Countdown until 1999. We have 16 months to go. 1999 begins the deterioration of Earth, and that people should not fear. They should go within and find the God that they have acquainted themselves with and become better acquainted with that and find an inner calm and realize that in order to improve anything and to recreate something, there has to be a mess made and there has to be a lot of change happening. And death is not the end of anything. There's no such thing as death. Don't be afraid.
So many people say what you are saying from different disciplines. You think that, though, that the end of our physical existence...
Not everybody. There's going to be survivors. There are places of safety in this world that we can go to.
Everybody will immediately say where?
Yeah, we hear you know, something in Canada, and we hear something in the South Pacific and various places like that. The safest place is the Colorado Rockies, that is because Colorado has very few earthquake faults, for one thing, and the Rockies will rise higher. They will not sink. There's going to be a lot of sinking and rising of lands during the earthquakes, and combined with a lot of chaotic other things going on in the world among the nations and the peoples. Uh-huh. It's going to be an inner and outer war happening. We need to keep our calm. That's the bottom line. Be calm.
All right. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with Dr. Lockwood. Hello.
Yes, hi, Art. Hi, Wendy. You're talking to one of the survivors. I'm a prophet and a teacher of the children of the future.
Oh, goodness.
And I have seen many of the things that you're talking about.
Oh, thank you, dear.
And I think part of the evidence or proof that you're looking for might be the City of Rocks State Park in New Mexico. It seems to be an ancient foundation, a very, very old foundation built by giants. Mm-hmm. And when I was there, I had visions of these very large, off-colored beings that had built it, and I really quandered about it until I heard you talk about the Atlanteans being giants tonight, and I was wondering if you were aware of the City of Rocks.
Well, I know a lot about some of the ancient cities in the southwestern area. For instance, I don't know about that one. I've never heard of that one. But I know there are a lot of ruins down there, and the Grand Canyon itself was where the site of a great city that was bombed by, it was bombed by atomic, it was created, the Grand Canyon was created by atomic destruction.
Really?
And there are places along the Grand Canyon you could see that are blackened from smoke, just tremendous areas that are blackened. There are pyramids within the Grand Canyon, one of the biggest ones on this continent within the Grand Canyon, but it's underground, there are underground pyramids. This was an underground pyramid.
But and you think believe that the pyramids are the portal to what is below?
They're portals to below and above, because they are also teleportation points to other planets.
Okay, stargates, if you will. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Dr. Lockwood. Hi.
Hello.
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 Yes,
where are you?
I'm from Alabama.
Okay.
Can I just be just as simple? Seems like everybody that's calling in just be, they're just so noted on books and everything. But she speaks of a lot of books, and the greatest book that was ever written is the Bible itself. So to any Bible, any book, it speaks of a great flood, and a flood could get rid of any city, or cities, or continents.
Yes.
And I have a place down at the river. And we have flood drainage right before our place.
Yes.
And there's foundations and there's cars and things down in there. I believe their city is sunk, but I believe they were sunk from the Bible, from the great flood.
Yeah. The great flood.
Ma'am, what did you want to say?
Yeah, the great flood in the Bible was the sinking of Atlantis as well.
Okay. Well, that's what, by my river place, that's what I would think. And then, too, the things, the people that she's speaking of, I kind of get a little nauseated inside. It makes me feel like that I can deal with the people here that human like me, even though we have crimes and destruction and everything, I think I could deal with them.
In other words, they make us sound good, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I've got you, all right. And I guess that is what you're saying, too.
Well, there's
it?
Good and bad among all of them.
All right, first time caller line, you're on the air with Dr. Lockwood. Hi.
Yeah, hi. This is Bill from Nebraska.
Hello, Bill.
How are you tonight?
Fine.
Got a question. I just heard the good doctor just state that the Grand Canyon was somehow...
A nuclear detonation.
Correct.
At one time, yes.
Correct. I was just wondering when she thought this took place.
This took place at the fall of Atlantis, which was 50,000 years ago.
50,000 years ago? There were
only 50,000 years ago.
There was nuclear devices 50,000 years ago?
Oh, they were far... Far more advanced than we are.
Technologically beyond where we are right now,
far,
sir.
Far. I can remember the cities and the technology they had in those cities. Oh, my goodness.
All right, I'm just curious. I mean, do you believe this also, or are you just flipping?
Yeah, I don't just believe that. I know
whatever it is.
No, I think I've been fairly clear.
You're talking about it.
I don't, he's asking me.
Yeah, that's...
I'll be as clear with you as I can. I don't believe it, and I don't disbelieve it. However,
you just have a forum for it then.
I'm interested in it. In other words, as I listen to this doctor, I tend to reject those people who say this is absolute baloney, because too many times what has been said to be absolute baloney turns out to be tomorrow's truth.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting here and listening. You ask me, do I know it to be true? No.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
It's interesting. I do find your show, though, fascinating for, you have forums where you get, different opinions and this and that.
It's the whole idea.
I just got to go on the record. I find this one a little hard to swallow. But
I hear you. All right. Thank you very much.
That's all right. Small bites at a time.
Small bites at a time, huh? Well, you've given us a big bite, though.
I've laid it all out there, and you just pick what you want out of it.
See, that's hard for me, too. That's like somebody saying, here's Catholicism, take what you want. You reject the rest. Most Catholics will say, you can't do that. That's cherry-picking. You can't do that. Either you believe or you don't believe. But you're easier than that, huh?
Oh, definitely, because life is supposed to flow, and it's supposed to be very flexible. We take only what fits into our sense of reasoning.
Uh-huh.
And in the beginning, when we first start to learn things, like now, a lot of people out there are beginning to learn this. No, they can't. They can't believe it, and I didn't either when I first heard about it. We can't believe anything until we learn more about it. We can't make any sense out of anything until we learn more about it.
That's absolutely correct.
The natural flow of life.
If I've learned anything, I've learned not to reject things out of hand.
Right.
And I certainly don't reject all of this out of hand. A lot of it is supported by geologic knowledge that is just now being discovered. I mean, gosh, folks, pyramids under the sea near Japan, pyramids all over this continent in the Southwest, in South America, and the ones we know about that we can examine and walk in Egypt. So, there's a lot of potential support for all of this, but in a way, I'm with that caller. Beings under Earth and all the rest of it, I have a tough time with it. But you're not the first guest, Doctor, to come along and say it. Believe me, you're not the first. So I'm open-minded about
it. That's fine. I can bring you some references, give you references to read.
All right. Doctor, I'm going to stop it here, and I'm going to be thoughtful about this. And if you would send me something, I would very much appreciate it.
I would. Do you mind if I mention my publication?
Not one bit. Go ahead.
All right. I send out a publication once per month. Actually, I have a publishing partner who has one as well. It's called The Web of Light, and my web came before this web that we have in the computers. And my address is 9462 Rim Rock, one word, pardon me, Road, Sonora, S-O-N-O-R-A, California, 95370. They're $2 per month. $20 per year. I give a lot of prophecy, and I give a lot of the new teachings of the New Age that's coming in. Everything I give has been proven to the maximum degree I can.
All right, give that address one more time.
Okay, Web of Light, Dr. W. Lockwood.
All right.
Web of Light.
Right.
9462 Rimrock Road, Sonora, California. 95370.
All right. Good enough. Doctor, thank you for being with us, and have a good morning.
Thank you.
Take care. That's Dr. Wendy Lockwood. And one take, folks, on Atlantis. Interesting. Open lines when we come back.
You're listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time, on Premier Radio Networks. Tonight, an encore presentation of Coast to Coast AM from August 14th, 1997.